Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Intuitive Solutions with Deborah Diane live call-in show, where you can receive intuitive insight into subconscious blocks and limiting beliefs, along with powerful energetic repatterning to allow the most graceful, loving, fulfilling, and most abundant life possible. Explore unlimited possibilities with us every Monday at 3 o'clock Pacific, 6 o'clock Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Call us with your concerns about relationships, career, health, love, spirituality, or anything in your life that you would like to repattern. If you're ready to make a change, stay tuned. We'll show you how.
Welcome to Intuitive Solutions. This is Deborah Diane along with Intuitive Life Coach Gwen Payne and our producer Mark. We're going to demonstrate conscious repatterning, which is an extremely powerful clearing modality that moves you past limiting beliefs, patterns, and experiences very quickly and aligns you with ease, grace, prosperity, healthy, loving relationships. And the best part is that it's gentle, it's easy, it's fast, it's fun.
Yes, it is.
During the second half of the show, we're going to be taking live calls so that you can experience how fast, how easy, and how fun it is. So if there's anything in your life that you would like some insight into or you would like some assistance moving through, get ready to call. And keep in mind, this process can be applied to any area of your life.
I'm really excited about the fact that we are about to embark on a three-part financial flow series. And I know for one that this is something that I could definitely use, and I think a lot of people out there could use some releasing and clearing around financial blocks. So what we're going to do is expose, as always, on the show, our own financial blocks, bearing it all, and clear them. And then, of course, we would love to do that for those listening as well.
And I just want to say for anybody out there listening that as these blocks or beliefs start coming up for us, you can set your intention right then and there to clear them for yourself. It starts with setting your intention. This is what we're here for, to start uncovering stuff for ourselves so that you can maybe get clear on what's going on with you, what's going on subconsciously or back in the back, hidden in your belief systems that you may not be aware of on a daily basis. So that's a way to really get the most out of what we're doing.
Love it.
Mm-hmm. So I want to start with just kind of talking a little bit about what's going on with our finances, each one of us, and then we're going to go into clearing. And in the second half of the show, like I mentioned earlier, we're going to open up the phone line. So we would love it if you call us with your financial blocks. If there's something else that you're really feeling like you want to address today, that's fine. But I really want to take this opportunity to start exploring blocks to financial flow, because I think that there is a huge misperception that money is bad or that money is going to do something bad or catalyze something bad in our lives, or we're not good people if we're attracting abundance and prosperity. And I think that these beliefs apply to a lot of people. And even if you're feeling like you are already prosperous, you may not be at your full capacity because of what's hidden. So that's something that I really want to take the opportunity today to address.
Well, I know that there are some roadblocks in my financial flow. I can't necessarily put a finger on all of them, which is why I love working with you, Deborah. And the reason I know that is because I see that manifesting in my life. On the one hand, I can have some kind of miraculous financial flows at times, and then other times there seems to be like a very definite roadblock or roadblocks. And so I think in part I'm also curious about the inconsistency with that.
Okay, we're going to look into this a little bit deeper in the next segment. What's going on with you, Mark?
We've done some clearing. I've done some clearing with you, Deborah, in the past, and most of what we did in the past was sort of my own fear that I was going to run out of money, or trust of flow of money for sure, because I felt like I sort of had to build a dam and keep the money and hold on to it. I've been a hoarder most of my life, all my life. Those issues, since we've done the clearing, have really subsided. They certainly have not been the issues in the forefront of my mind or in my experience with money that they were before we did the clearing. So it's been a tremendous change for me, of which I'm extremely grateful.
You know, what's interesting is that you say that you are a hoarder. I'm not getting that you are, and I know that this is specifically what we addressed. It was very comical when it came up in one of the previous shows. So I remember clearing specifically that pattern and that belief, and I'm getting that it is cleared. What do you get on that, Gwen?
Yeah, I agree.
Okay. So what I want to suggest for you, Mark, is if and when you bring this up, your past pattern of hoarding, that you bring it up in the past tense so that you don't reinitiate a new pattern. Now, we have completely closed the last pattern of hoarding, but that does not mean that it's not in your control to reinitiate a new pattern by continuing to state, I am a hoarder, which is a very powerful statement, prescription, so to speak, to the universe, a request to the universe. So that's one thing I just want to call your attention to. I do still get that there is a fear of running out, and you're still not trusting the flow of money. So we can address that. It doesn't feel like your hoarding pattern has completely cleared yet. This is something that was very recent. I don't remember when, but maybe about a month ago.
Yes.
in one of the past shows. So you're still integrating it. This is a pattern that was very deeply ingrained in you. So it's not something that just completely lifted instantaneously, which some patterns do. This one didn't. So I just want to give you that little bit of encouragement that you are processing through that well, you are integrating well, and it is clearing and lifting.
Yeah, that's good. That's perfect. And I think that's the way I experience it. As you say that, it's been resonating with me. I don't know how much is like a resonance from my previous life when thoughts come up around, you know, my concern around the hoarding issue. But I definitely feel like I am a recovering, if not recovered, hoarder in my life. Thank you for the encouragement there.
A recovering hoarder.
Yeah. My name is Mark. I'm a recovering hoarder.
Yes, you are. Testing that statement as you say it, I get yes, you are.
Nice.
So I want to see what's going to be coming up to me. I'm also very excited about this for myself, and I have come a long way with finances, experiencing pretty close to poverty levels, not compared to anybody in a third world country, but here, yes, I was homeless. A lot of times I didn't know how I was going to eat. I had $3 to my name and had to figure out, you know, what I was going to be doing for my next few meals, or actually instead of figuring it out, just trusting that I was going to be fed. And I always was. I can honestly say that I never did go hungry, so I'm grateful for that. But it was a very difficult process recovering from, I'm going to just explain how I got myself into that situation, which is still very fascinating to me, is that I have always been my entire life a very powerful creator. I have always been successful in what I did. I bought my house when I was 20 years old, and I did it completely by myself, inspired by myself, and I feel like I've always been an overachiever. But one day, corporate America, I was done with it. I felt like it had depleted the majority of my life force, and I was done with it all. I was disgusted with my life and the way that I had created it. I was disgusted with the money that had motivated me for so many years, and I chose to give it away. I said, I choose to live in poverty than do this for the rest of my life. And being true to my nature, powerful creator, that is exactly what happened to me. And for the first time in my life, after saying that statement, I was not only living in poverty, I could not get myself out for years. And when I did figure out how to make some money, living in Hawaii, cutting open coconuts, I got really good at chopping open the coconuts with a machete. So I decided I am taking my finances into my own hands. And I created a booth to sell coconuts for tourists so that I don't have to depend on anybody to give me a job or to finance my life. And very quickly into this, I was doing extremely well. And just very shortly into it, I was hit by a palm frond. Palm frond, probably most people don't even know what that is, but the big coconut leaf getting the coconuts out of the tree, I was hit by a palm frond, knocked over, tore the tendon in my thumb. And if anybody's ever torn a tendon, they know that it takes a very long time to heal. So even though I had brilliantly, as far as I was concerned, figured out how to get away from my poverty vow by creating my own experience and doing something that I was very good at, it was a lot of fun, I did very well, I created an injury that prevented me from doing that, and it took more than a year to heal my thumb. And if you have ever opened a coconut or maybe seen somebody open a coconut, you know it's a lot of work, and you cannot do it with an injured thumb.
You've had such an ordinary life, Deborah.
Okay. I love my life. I love all of the experiences. I love the experience of going into poverty based on setting the intention to do so. And then what I really love is being able to dig myself out of it, which was a long, treacherous dig at that time. But I'm still excited to see what's going to come up today as well, uncovering what's been holding all three of us back. We're going to do that right when we come back from the break. If you want to check out my website, it's consciousrepatterning.com. And if you want to call us and work with us a little bit in the second half of the show, the number is 800-930-2819. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Intuitive Solutions with Deborah Diane. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Join Deborah Diane's weekly live group clearing calls to move through blockages with this extremely efficient modality that allows for simultaneous clearing for everyone in the group without having to discuss details or engage in processing. You'll be amazed at the amount and depth of clearing as Deborah intuitively facilitates these sessions in a fast-paced and fun environment, making every call unique to that particular group. To register for a live group clearing call, go to consciousrepatterning.com. and click on the Register tab to reserve your space.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Tune in to the Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio, each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Imagine a happier soul, radiating energy in all areas of your life. Get ready to understand the meaning and the message in your life. Shift obstacles to opulence. Experience powerful, intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world find a North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams, or to schedule your soul breakthrough session with Saskia, or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861. Or visit YourSoulGuidance.com. That's YourSoulGuidance.com to receive the Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 days.
This is Deborah Diane. Join me for a private session to move beyond blockages and catalyze forward movement in any area of your life. Conscious repatterning balances the emotional body, enhances relationships, clears trauma, and changes limiting beliefs instantaneously for a major life-changing experience. To request your private session or to contact me directly, visit consciousrepatterning.com.
Welcome back to Intuitive Solutions. This is Deborah Diane along with Gwen and Mark talking about finances, financial flow, money, clearing blocks. We're going to start doing that right now. I'm very excited to see what comes up. And, of course, we're working with conscious repatterning, an extremely efficient, highly effective modality of clearing and repatterning our finances today. So this is moving us past limiting beliefs, patterns, blocks, and aligning us with prosperity and financial flow, abundance.
Yes.
Yes. And, of course, we're going to be doing this for the next two shows as well. This is a three-part series, Clearing Financial Blocks. And I want to encourage anybody out there that wants to repattern their own finances, give us a call. So let's address what we've already talked about. Mark, you still have a fear of running out of money. I think that's the first thing for us to work on.
Yes, that's a big one.
Okay, let me check in and see just a second. This feels like it's a pattern established by your lineage. You know, I've just got grandfather on your father's side. Did you know your grandfather on your father's side?
Yes.
What were his finances like?
I don't know, but I know that he wasn't like a tremendously successful person. He had a tendency to sort of sabotage his own career. I know he moved around a lot for jobs, you know, a little bit here, a little bit there, seemed to have jobs fall apart. I know he had a drinking problem, which led to a lot of those needing to leave the situations and move on, and part of his probably self-sabotaging patterns.
Well, you know, I'm getting that you are sabotaging your career. Yeah. Isn't coming in strong for you. Let me see what the right word is. Just a second. Your work, just your work. I guess you have
I have a very weird. I'm very entrepreneurial, so I don't really have a career. It's funny that you hesitated on that, but it is my work, and it is the part that brings in income. So I'd love to clear whatever I can help around that.
Okay, and then how about the moving around pattern? To me, that kind of sounds similar to what I've seen. With
absolutely,
you.
Mm-hmm. I definitely move around. The work's not dependent on me being in one place. So I guess it's a little different, and technology is pretty cool these days, so I can work from most anywhere. But that is definitely an interesting similarity.
Yes, and I'm getting that you've picked up both of those patterns from him, and interestingly enough, I think this is going to surprise you, that your moving around is, in a sense, sabotaging your financial flow.
Yeah, I get that.
Well, we can clear both of those patterns that you've picked up. We can clear your resistance to staying grounded, because I do get that there is a place for you to settle. Well, tell us a little bit about your moving around, your lifestyle.
Well, it's, I guess, rather unusual. I basically don't have a home now. I have, you know, had homes and decided I just kind of got tired of doing as much traveling as I did while I still had a home and maintaining it, and just decided I would just kind of go into minimalist mentality and have just reduced down and reduced down and reduced down to where I can pretty much put everything I need in my car, maybe even in my trunk these days. And then I travel. But it's become progressively sort of nomadish as I've gone along, I guess. So,
I'm getting is the way of being was serving you for a really long time. And
yes.
Yeah, and I know that you're not doing this because you can't afford a place. You're doing this
right.
Because you're choosing it as a lifestyle. But I am getting that it's not serving you anymore and that you've got a strong resistance getting grounded in your own place even, and what I'm getting is that is really what would benefit your financial flow the most. I know that a lot of people envy your lifestyle, but it feels like it's coming to a close for you, so I want to clear whatever blocks and resistance you have to getting grounded and to stabilizing your financial situation.
Yes, and okay. I would love some clarity on what grounding means or looks like to me. I'm not even sure I know.
I'll go ahead and answer that, if I may.
Okay.
Because with you, Mark, what I was seeing as soon as you were asking that question was literally if you close your eyes and feel yourself standing on ground and just really feel that contact with the earth. I mean, you can even, you know, imagine your feet kind of rooting down on the ground, but just holding that image, that kinesthetic experience almost of just feeling planted.
Right. I think that that's a very good first step. That's not where I would have gone with the response to his question, but I'm glad you jumped in, Gwen, because I am getting that that is a very important step for him, that he's not grounded into earth. And what I meant by getting grounded was getting into a place to live that was actually yours and that was something kind of stable. I feel like that's, like I said, a very important step in your financial flow.
So, I can feel my resistance a little bit as you're saying that, you know, to like, wait a minute, okay, now I'm gonna kind of plant in one spot, and then it's gonna limit my moving around or experiences that I might have in other places and traveling, et cetera. Is it?
No, I don't get that. I don't get okay. that it's gonna limit your travel. I think that you're gonna travel just as much, but from a home base. Right. We're not going to ask you to make any decisions. We're not going to ask you to make any changes right now. We're definitely not going to force anything. What I would just like is your consent, your approval to just clear whatever blocks or patterns are limiting and hindering you. And I believe that your perceptions, your beliefs, and your desire around your lifestyle is all going to shift in response to that.
That was wonderful.
Okay, great. Let's just do one clearing at the end, but I do get that once we do that clearing, your fear of running out is going to be cleared, and you're going to be able to trust the flow of money also. So we'll check that again when we're done with it. Let's talk about your inconsistency in flow, Gwen. This seems like it's a childhood pattern of you. Inconsistency in friendships, did you experience that in your childhood?
I certainly remember that in my teenage years, and my guess is it probably was from earlier. I'm getting that it was from earlier, but nothing pops up.
Well, what's interesting is the things that are coming up right now, being grounded in inconsistency and friendship, these are not something that I would normally address when working with someone that's got financial blocks, but it's
right.
a little bit unusual, the stuff that's coming up. I am getting that your inconsistency in financial flow has to do with a pattern established in your childhood, inconsistency in friendships. And I'm not getting it's teenage. I'm getting it's around 8 years old is when this pattern started for you.
Okay.
Well, let's just do a clearing on this. Let's start with these two and then see what else comes up, okay?
That sounds great.
Okay, great. Let's start off with an opening prayer, asking that only those changes that are serving everyone involved and the greater good in the highest and best way be made today, and that all changes are made with, through, of, and under your divine love and light, and that everyone who receives clearing today, this includes anybody that calls into the show, receives maximum benefit in the safest, easiest, most comfortable, and most loving way possible. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, good. Yes, I do. Checking in with it, I do get that, Mark, your fear of running out of money has completely cleared, and it seems like you've integrated it already. Can you feel a shift?
I'm actually feeling lighter around the idea of maybe this nomad lifestyle is coming toward an end, and I'm going to start to move into and think and interact with life in a more grounded way. It sounds really refreshing to me. So it's kind of interesting because I didn't have that thought before we started doing clearing, so it feels really good.
Nice. Good. So let's check in with Gwen's inconsistency in flow. No, I guess that's cleared too. Let me check in to see if Mark is still sabotaging himself. No. All right, good. Yeah, it feels like all of that cleared. There's some more for you, Gwen. You're not trusting yourself with money.
Yes, that would be true. Is this my family's projection on me, or are they responding to my belief system that I'm not trustworthy with money?
Both. It seems like a loop.
Yeah, that feels
well,
right.
Let's clear that loop. Mark, you don't trust yourself with money either.
Really? What'd you get?
Let me check in. Let me see, just a second. Oh, you're not trusting to let it flow. You're not.
That's true.
You're not trusting yourself to release it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
let's change that for you. Let's ask that you trust financial flow. You trust that everything you put out there comes back to you. You trust the proportions that it comes back to you. And I don't want to say, you know, I've heard some people say that everything I spend comes back to me tenfold or a hundredfold or something. I don't ever like putting numbers to that because I like to surrender that. Because it could be even more than that. Asking that it come to you tenfold could create a whole lot of karmic process that you're not wanting. So we're going to surrender that part, but trusting that it come back to you in the highest and best proportions. And this is something that you've never done in your life, so I want to also ask that you be shown how to do this easily, gracefully, and comfortably.
Oh, that's good. Absolutely true.
And I'm not trusting myself with money either. Do you want to check in with that for me, Gwen? I like a little bit of support when kind of uncovering things about myself that I may not want to see about myself.
Well, I just had the image of you, you know, with your hand outspread and the money just slipping right through your fingers.
Interesting.
So I'm not sure why that is, but it feels like you can't hold on to money.
Okay. This is the experience that I had with my business. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because I started a business when I was 25, and an extremely successful retail store in Dallas, and did so well, it kind of blew everyone away. But September 11th, 2001 changed things drastically for me. And that day was the first zero sales day I had had in the history of my store, which was open about 5 years. And that actually became the norm, 0 days, because I was selling high-end sunglasses, which is definitely a luxury item. And people in my area, being in a tech industry, just weren't spending money on high-end sunglasses after that event. So I have to clear with September 11th. And I believe that that's it. Good. Let's do a clearing.
Fabulous.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good. Now I'm getting that I'm trusting myself with money. I checked myself first on that one. I'm kind of anxious to find that answer. Mark, you are as well. And Gwen, you are as well. Nice.
Good.
Yes, it is. It's beautiful. And it's perfect timing because it's time for another break. We're going to be taking calls in the next segment, 800-930-2819. I want to encourage you to call with your financial blocks, but again, if you've got something else you want to address, call us with anything. If you want to check out my website in the meantime, consciousrepatterning.com, stay with us. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Intuitive Solutions with Deborah Diane. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. This is Deborah Diane. For more information or to contact me directly, visit my website at consciousrepatterning.com, where you can register for a weekly teleconference to experience live group clearing or to request a private session. You can also check out the videos of me telling more of my story or of others describing their experience with conscious repatterning. That's consciousrepatterning.com.
Tune in to The Michelle Bond Show. Awaken to a new reality. Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. This call-in show with Vedic astrologer, expert, and holistic health practitioner, Michelle Bond, will give you insight to a wide range of topics. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information and restores your health and well-being through learning the latest complementary and alternative medicine modalities. Visit themichellebondshow.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to aspiremag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
This is Deborah Diane. Join me for a private session to move beyond blockages and catalyze forward movement in any area of your life. Conscious repatterning balances the emotional body, enhances relationships, clears trauma, and changes limiting beliefs instantaneously for a major life-changing experience. To request your private session or to contact me directly, visit consciousrepatterning.com.
Welcome back to Intuitive Solutions. This is Deborah Diane along with Gwen and Mark working with conscious repatterning, which is an extremely efficient, highly effective modality of clearing and repatterning, moving you past limiting beliefs, patterns, blocks, and aligning you with ease, grace, healthy, loving relationships, prosperity. Up until now, we've just been working between the three of us, kind of demonstrating the process, showing you what it's like, but now we're ready to take a call. We've got Jennifer calling in from Vail, Colorado. How can we help you today, Jennifer?
I was looking for how I can trust myself a little bit more. I feel like whenever I have really awesome, amazing days of feeling kind of on top of the world, the next day I will wake up with a part of my body that's hurt, or something that happens to me where I'm like, wow, why can't I just have a really amazing day without feeling like something bad's going to happen the next day? It's not like I'm sabotaging myself, and it's not like I'm planning anything or looking for something bad to happen.
Well, what's interesting is, I kind of do some testing while you're talking to see what's actually true for you in your subconscious, and I do get that you are sabotaging yourself and you are looking for something to go wrong. So obviously that's not conscious. It's buried just a little bit deeper than that, obviously, since you're not recognizing it. But it does feel very strong in you. Let's look at the sabotage first. Just a second. Let me check in. All right. Well, it's kind of intense, but I get you're sabotaging yourself because you hate yourself and that's the core. Were you aware that you felt that way?
No.
Okay. So let's see if we need to get some more information around this to clear it. We do. Just a second. Let me check in. I feel like there's nothing experiential like in your life that you've done that has kind of catalyzed a lot of guilt and caused you to hate yourself. I just get that you just don't know how to love yourself and that you don't know that it's okay to fully embody love within yourself. So let's just shift those beliefs and patterns for you and see if that takes care of it, okay?
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, this feels like it was really deep for you. I feel a lot of energy moving once we go into the clearing. Are you feeling it?
I don't feel the energy, but when you said that, it really felt like it resonated with me. I was kind of like, yeah, yeah. Like my insides were like, yeah, yeah, yeah. That sounds right.
Okay, so let me see. It feels like that was all there was as far as the sabotage. I still get you're trying to hurt yourself. It feels like there's a pattern that was established with your father, actually, something in this lifetime.
I feel that when I was a kid, the way I got recognition from my father and or my mother was if I got hurt or if I got sick.
Okay.
Because my parents never really showed me love, per se, and I think I noticed how, oh, wow, if I hurt myself, my dad would notice me a little bit more.
I get that you receive love. You're very good at actually receiving love, but not being shown love. Let's ask for worthiness for you in being shown love in the highest and best way, and the highest and best way being defined as like the easiest, most graceful, most loving, most comfortable way to you, and then also ask that you be shown that you're worthy of that. Does that sound good?
Yeah, that sounds perfect.
Okay, great. Thank you. And then also recognizing yourself, I get, is that there's a problem there. You're not wanting to recognize yourself because you have grown up around people that have really inflated egos, and you don't want to inflate your ego. It's just something that you were shown when you were little. When you recognize yourself, it just means that you think that you're better than everyone else. So let's change those beliefs for you.
I see, yeah.
So you agree with that?
I do.
Yeah, okay. So let's shift that. Thank you. Let's see. It feels like that cleared, the recognition and ego attachment, and then also seems like you're allowing yourself to be shown that you're loved in the highest and best way. Let me check in with the looking for something to go wrong. No, I get that cleared too.
Okay.
Let me check in and see if there's anything else we can do for you right now. I get yes. What else do you want to talk about?
I'm noticing that, and maybe this goes along with what we just did, so maybe it's already cleared, but I'm having an issue when people tell me what to do. For my whole life, I never used my voice to speak up for myself about what I needed or what I wanted. And now, because I'm changing, when somebody tells me what to do, I strike back really fast, kind of like, don't tell me what to do type attitude. Maybe that's the worthiness part that we just cleared already. I don't know if there's something more behind that.
Yes, it was. That did have to do with worthiness, but also it just feels like you're overcompensating for your past. And actually, it feels like you're carrying some baggage around not speaking up for yourself when it was important in the past. You're kind of beating yourself up over it, carrying a lot of guilt around it, which is interesting. Okay. So let's clear the guilt. Let's clear the pattern of beating yourself up for it. Let's ask that you be shown compassion and grace in your process and that you forgive your process. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
And then we'll also clear the overcompensating.
Okay.
Okay, good. That feels complete. Let's do it. Thank you. Okay, there's more around the overcompensating. Let's just bring balance into your voice, into your expression, and into your truth is what I'm getting. I didn't expect to say that. It just came right out. Of course, I validate what comes out of my mouth or what comes to me intuitively with muscle testing just to make sure that, you know, I don't have any kind of ego interference or logical interference. And I get that that's true, that you need balance in your truth. So I don't know what it means, but let's bring that in and just do a clearing around it, so clear any energy that's preventing that for you. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you. This one's actually a really big clearing. This was the biggest one for you. I feel a major rush of energy. How about you? How are you feeling?
I'm not feeling it yet, but I know that this is a big one because I've had issues with this. It's kind of like my lesson keeps coming back around, and I'm always like, why does this keep coming around about my voice and balancing?
I'm actually really surprised that you're not feeling it, because I get that you're very sensitive, and usually when I'm working with someone that's very sensitive, they can feel what we're clearing. I feel like there's a block there. There's a feeling block. Okay, when I start checking in with it, it feels like you're hurt right now. You're feeling hurt. Just in general, it feels like your heart is kind of whimpering right now.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay, so you've kind of shut down some of your feeling because of this. Let's just do a heart healing for you.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Wow, that one's really big. How are you feeling?
I feel like I want to cry.
Yeah, that's good. We're actually still in the middle of the clearing. It's not all complete, so that's just stuff coming up. And by the time the clearing completes, you're going to feel that pass.
Okay.
Do you want to share anything?
I've been feeling really sad in my heart. Because I feel like I'm going to say every single friendship, I feel like they don't care about my part of it. They kind of expect me to be there for them, but I really am never getting anything in return. And I have lost 2 or 3 friends lately through emails saying that I'm not a compassionate person. Just really harsh words coming out from my best friends, and very confused by it, and I'm taking it very personally. And I feel really alone and left, kind of like, wow, I just gave my friend all of me, and I've gotten kind of shot in the butt. And I keep dealing with it over and over and over again. It's almost like I expect it, and I can't trust people anymore because I feel like I'm not important to the other people.
Well, I'm glad you started to share, because there's some more in there that we can clear really quickly. We're getting close to needing to take a break, but
Okay.
You know, what's interesting is that when you say that your friends say that you're not compassionate, a lot of times I check in to see how you feel about it, because most of the time what other people are saying to you or reflecting back to you is what you feel about yourself. But I get you do believe that you are compassionate. I also feel like a lot of your friendships ending is what is meant to be right now. So I just want to let you know that, to know that you're transitioning, your life is transitioning, and some of your friendships are transitioning as well, and that it's supposed to be that way. So just calling in, again, more compassion for your process for you
okay.
is what I would like to do. Clear the pattern of taking it personal. Change the belief that you can't trust people, show you how to trust yourself, and that maybe that when it's time for relationships to start ending, that you have an intuitive, like, inherent knowledge of that, and you allow yourself to start separating yourself from the relationship without having to experience any kind of trauma or drama in that relationship to create that separation. I'd like to call that in for you as well. Does
okay.
that sound good?
Yeah.
One last thing that you said you give your friends all of you. I get that that's true. I would like to shift that pattern too. Just ask that you be shown balance in your relationships, the give and the receive, because I do get that you are very much an over-giver and an under-receiver. So I'd like to bring balance into that, show you that you're worthy of receiving and how to receive from your friends. And like I said, shift the pattern of over-giving and giving too much of yourself, or actually all of yourself. You said it correctly.
Okay.
Okay, let me see. Is this all that we need to say for a complete and perfect clearing of this for her? Yes, it is. Good. Thank you. Okay, it feels like all of that's clearing. Good. That feels better. How are you feeling?
Good. The heart one that we did was a huge one for me. I'm feeling more open.
Good. And you felt that emotion pass?
I did. Yeah. Oh my God, I just wanted to start bawling, and then it just kind of passed.
Isn't it interesting how that happens?
Yeah, it really was, because I've been feeling a lot in my heart chakra for the past month. That was a big one that you picked up on, so thank you. I didn't even think about asking you, and you just went there, and then I literally wanted to put the phone down and start bawling.
Yeah, I do feel like that was a big one for you. And I feel like you're going to be feeling a lot better now. Feels like you've integrated really nicely. You've integrated the majority of what we've already done, so you should notice a shift immediately. We do need to take a break right now. When we come back, we're going to take another call. If you're interested in joining us, the number is 800-930-2819, and the website to check out is consciousrepatterning.com. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Intuitive Solutions with Deborah Diane. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. This is Deborah Diane. Access your fullest potential with my private coaching program. Expand your current vision of what is possible with a powerful one-on-one coaching experience uniquely designed for you. Expand your intuitive abilities, your professional healing work, or move through major blockages in life with your personalized program. For your free initial consultation or to inquire about my private coaching program, visit consciousrepatterning.com and email me today.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at aliveandshineshow.com.
Tune in each Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose. And bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
Get ready for a new and brighter future with The Joseph Gabby Show. Consciously living your destiny. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to break through stagnation and procrastination and fulfill your life's destiny. This hit show will clear mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual stuckness using numerology and an endless list of life-energizing tools live on air. To find out more about Joseph and how to discover the power of blueprint numerology and spiritual healing, visit www.consciouslylivingyourdestiny.com.
Welcome back to Intuitive Solutions. This is Deborah Diane, working with conscious repatterning, which is an extremely efficient, highly effective modality of clearing and repatterning. Today we're working with finances, or anything really, moving you past limiting beliefs, patterns, blocks, and aligning you with ease, grace, prosperity, healthy, loving relationships, really anything that you're wanting to call more of into your life. So we are ready to take another call. We've got Kaja calling in from, Minneapolis? How do you say that word? Minneapolis? I don't even know how to say that word. Is it right? Is that right, Kaja?
Yeah, it's Minneapolis, yes.
Minneapolis. Well, thank you for calling in. What can we help you with?
Thank you for taking my call. Actually, you have done a couple of readings for me at the end of last year, and I just wanted to say thank you and that it has made a huge, huge difference. I feel really good and clear and strong and really worthy. It was an issue that we worked on was feeling worthy.
Oh, nice.
I want to thank you. There have been big, big, wonderful changes. And having listened to you talking to Mark earlier, I also, I was going to say, what are my blockages? But I'm going to rephrase that and say, do I have any blockages or do I have any limiting beliefs in terms of the flow of abundance and prosperity?
I don't get that you do. That's pretty incredible. Am I right about that?
I sure hope so. I'm really working on it.
That's actually pretty hard to believe. Let me check if there's anything at all. There's not. That's really amazing. So
that's fabulous.
Do you recognize that in your experience?
I recognize that I am I'm learning what I need to do and how to do it, and I've been doing it. So I'm working on manifesting, and I'm working on having a daily practice and experiencing joy and being grateful.
I think you are the first person I've ever spoken to that I don't feel like I can help you at all with finances. That's pretty amazing. I'm bowing to you. Whatever you're doing is working really well.
It's amazing to me. It's excellent. I think I might also have to do with I phrased it correctly, right? By asking do I rather than saying I do.
Right, right. And I checked in a lot of different ways. I asked, I love that you just said that because it is so important about phrasing, how you phrase the questions, and you get different responses based on how you put the question together. But I asked several different ways to see if there was anything hiding, and no, there's not. There's not. You're good in that area. I do feel something coming up around sister. Do you have a sister?
I have many sisters, yes.
Do you want to do some repatterning, or were you just calling us to...
Yes, please.
So I don't know if you want to say any names on the air. If not, you can just use first initial, but since you have several, I want to find out which one we're talking about.
Okay.
Actually...
M?
Yeah.
L?
Mm-mm. I feel like it starts with a D.
J?
No. Mm-hmm. Do you have a J sister?
No.
I'm getting a yes on that. So let me see if I can get some more information. Give me just a second and see what this is coming in. I'm still getting yes on that. Maybe it's not a biological sister. That's what it is.
Okay.
So, gosh, I want to figure out what this is really quick. A lot of times I have to take a moment of silence to do that, and they don't really like me to do that on the air. see if anything comes up for you, and feel free to share while I look in with this, okay?
Okay.
I'm still getting Jay. Is it Jessica? Jessica?
Not getting anything.
All right. Well, let's do a clearing there, because as many times as I ask and I check in, I'm getting yes. And a lot of times what has happened, I get feedback over the internet. People will send me an email and they'll say that what I said didn't make any sense while they were on the air. But then after they thought about it for a moment, it came to their awareness. Already feeling energy that's like kind of pushing up against the door to be cleared. So let's start a clearing and then see if anything comes to you during that clearing. Okay. Thank you. And it's huge. If you're sensitive at all, you can probably feel this, because it's a huge clearing.
I can feel something huge.
Mm-hmm. So
it's not that name.
I'm getting it is that name. So please send me an email when you get clarity. I might want to, because it really bothers me when I don't understand the information that's coming through. So I'm probably going to dwell on it until I get clarity, maybe when we end the call. So send me an email if you don't mind.
I will.
I do want to check in with this later. We're right in the
Absolutely.
Middle of a clearing. And, yeah, I would be very surprised if you didn't feel this one. There's so much energy moving. So let me check in and see what else, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, there is also something about a sister.
Okay.
So go through the initials again.
V?
No.
K?
No.
M?
Yes.
L?
M.
Okay.
Feels like something just recently came up between you and her. This we do need a little bit of detail about. Do you have anything that you can share?
It may have to do with a difference of opinion in dealing with my daughter.
Yeah, it does. So I just want to tell you what I'm getting is that I want to validate what your opinion is. I don't know what it is, but I'm getting strong that you're very clear on the situation, and you're actually receiving good guidance about it. So I want you to trust yourself, which I'm getting you don't. You're not really trusting that situation or the information that was coming through. So let's bring in the... What were you going to say?
I was going to say I'm working on trusting the guidance, yes. I'm working on believing in... Yeah.
There is a block there to trusting guidance, and I feel a specific situation around 7 years old for you that taught you not to trust guidance. Do you remember what happened? I get you do,
actually. I don't remember.
It's there. Again, I don't want to take time to try to pull that up right now, but let's clear that experience for you, and if it comes to mind while we're doing the clearing, feel free to share, okay?
Okay.
All right, thank you.
One thing that does...
Go ahead.
That I remember is I was in a store, and I actually saw a reflection of myself, but it was a real person, and I was really scared of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was it. What I was about to say is, because there's so much abstract coming in today, I was hoping we were going to be able to... just get a little bit more clarity while we're here, just to share for our listeners. But yes, that's it. And that's clearing right now. Also a pretty big clearing for you. But I am getting that you trust your guidance now.
Yay.
And checking in to see if there's blocks. There is no blocks. So you will probably recognize the shift by now, actually, even just right now as we're talking.
Yeah, it's much lighter in my body. Much, much.
Good. Okay, let's see. I feel like that's it, but we are still in the middle of a clearing. So, again, if you want to share anything, feel free.
The experience when I was seven, it terrified me for a lot of my life because I couldn't explain it and nobody could explain it to me, yet I knew that it was real and important.
Yeah, it was huge. It was really big. Mm-hmm. And there's more that we could talk about. I would love it if you sent me an email, because I do. There's more about Jessica that I want to explore, and then there's more that I'd like to share with you about that experience too.
Okay,
good. So we're going to give it just a few more seconds. We're still in the middle of a clearing. I want you to stay on the line. We're rounding down to the end of the show, but I'd like for you to stay on until this completes.
May I also just say thank you to you all for the show. I love listening to it, and thank you, Glenn, and thank you, Mark.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right, so if you missed any part of the show today and you want to hear it, you can listen to the archives on my website, consciousrepatterning.com. And if you want to give us any feedback, please send me an email from my website also. We're here every Monday at 3 o'clock Pacific, 6 o'clock Eastern. And if you want to join us off the air for some clearing, we do live group clearing calls every Tuesday, 5 o'clock Pacific. You can connect in on my website about that, too. Thank you so much for joining us. Remember to find someone or something to be grateful for, and we will see you next week.
You've been listening to Intuitive Solutions with Deborah Diane. Join us here every Monday at 3 o'clock Pacific, 6 o'clock Eastern, right here on Transformation Talk Radio. Each week, a live call-in segment provides an opportunity for listeners to experience conscious repatterning live on the show. For more information or to schedule a session, visit my website at consciousrepatterning.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough of your love, babe.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.